Opioid addiction is a major problem in some parts of the country. That addiction is often a result of a legal prescription for opioid painkillers following an injury or surgery. Two recent studies have identified that a common surgical procedure may be contributing to painkiller addiction, which is wisdom teeth removal. The problem is worse among those under 18. Blake Kitamura is an oral surgeon in Honolulu and discussed the findings with Hawaii Public Radio's Ryan Finnerty.
I'm an oral maxillofacial surgeon. People are referred to us to have wisdom teeth removed, and typically they're removed because of hygiene issues or they're not in the right position, they're causing pain. And the patient population that we're seeing can range from anywhere from a 13-year-old all the way up to, you know, someone in their 40s, 50s. Typically, the earlier or the younger they are, the easier it is to remove their wisdom teeth. And then it also lowers their complication rate. They'll heal faster. They less risk of permanent numbness to the lip. You know, there's a lot of other issues that come into play when you remove them when they're not symptomatic. And so our typical age range are those teenagers.
And this is a fairly invasive procedure most of the time, right?
I do consider it bone surgery, so I try to prep patients. We have protocols within our office where we're giving them pre-op and post-op instructions, how to take care of themselves, how to minimize the swelling, how to stay in front of the pain, making sure that their pain is well controlled so that they can take fluids, they can take food, nutrition, that all can help with the healing.
But it's going to be a painful recovery no matter what most of the time.
We try our best to – I think that takes into account the surgical technique, and we try our best to minimize that, yes.
And so many people who have their wisdom teeth removed do end up with a prescription painkiller when they leave.
Correct, yeah.
And these two studies that were just released have identified that there's a trend of issues, health issues, and sometimes mortality with minors getting opioid prescriptions.
Yes, so the study didn't mention – it just mentioned it was released by the Journal of American Medical Association – and it mentions the increase in pediatric deaths from opioids. And there was an increase from 1999 to 2016, and it was about threefold.
So 300%.
Correct, yeah.
So that's pretty significant.
It is a significant increase.
And what age range are we talking about when we say pediatric? Where is the cutoff for that?
Well, there's a gray area because, pediatric – in the medical association, pediatric is anyone under 18, right? In the study, it did mention that there was a significant increase in teenagers 15 to 19 years old.
Now, is this an instance of more complications from the surgery? Maybe the surgery is happening at a younger age than it used to, or do we think that it's specifically related to these prescriptions?
I believe it's specifically related to the prescriptions. It can only take one encounter with a prescription opioid to have someone being addicted. And these teenagers may be encountering it for the first time, and so that's when they become addicted to opioids.
How common would you say it is maybe in your practice to prescribe somebody an opioid painkiller after they've had their wisdom teeth removed?
So every patient getting their wisdom teeth out gets an opioid prescription. We are trialing right now a new medication called Exparel, where we inject it at the end of the procedure. It acts as a local anesthetic, and it lasts for about 3 days. So far, you know, we started using this about 6 months ago. A lot of our patients are reporting to us, well, their parents are, that they're throwing away the narcotic because the kids don't need it at all. They're using ibuprofen and Tylenol and do fine with it. They're back to normal, back to eating, chewing, normal function within a matter of days.
We've heard nationwide that there's a growing pushback against the use of opioid painkillers because of these addiction issues that often lead to other drug use, such as heroin. What's the thinking in the medical community, maybe amongst your peers, about the use of these painkillers? Are we starting to move away from them?
I think within our practice, if we can provide a patient with a experience where it's better than their expectation, we minimize their pain. We are good at providing good post-op instructions. Where, you know, it's all about the patient experience. I believe that we're doing a good job. I would like to move away from the opioids just because I do have those few patients where I can feel them wanting more and more and asking for prescriptions. It's hard to weed those people out if they're having real pain or versus if we need to figure out if there's some other medical issue that they're having.
What type of rates do we see with of either abuse or addiction or some sort of complication with the use of opioid painkillers maybe in with your patients? Is it relatively small or is it a significant percentage?
It's pretty small here in Hawaii, yeah.
So it's not necessarily a huge problem here, but it is growing as the studies indicate.
Right, correct.
And so that's why you'd want to explore some of these alternatives.
Right, yeah. The problem with Exparel, there is a significant cost because it's such a new drug. And so we are trying to figure that part of it out. It does come out to maybe about $200 in an injection.
And how does that compare to an opioid pill?
It's a prescription for us. So it's not part of our overhead. So we're trying to do our part in providing that experience for the patient and in turn getting the word out that we're trying to provide a pleasant experience for getting wisdom teeth out. I mean, you kind of never hear that, right?
I know that the opioid issue is not so much a problem here in Hawaii as it is in other states on the mainland, but when you have patients come in, particularly patients who are minors and their parents are with them, do you hear concerns expressed about opioid painkillers and are people aware of the issues associated with these drugs?
All the time. It's more present on national news, and so parents coming in are very worried that their children will become addicted to opioids. They ask, there's a lot of questions about when the drug should be taken. They want to have control of the drug. They want to make sure that they're the ones giving it to their child if they're in pain. We're starting to see it more and more now.
And how these drugs are used in a very widespread manner, and they do still have a role to play in controlling pain. How can people use them responsibly who do have a legitimate prescription and a legitimate need for them?
I would say just follow the directions on the bottle. You know, there's a certain time period between doses where the medication tends to wear off, and I would just say follow the prescription as on the bottle.
And do you know what percentage of the population approximately needs to get their wisdom teeth out? How common is the procedure?
The procedure is very common. When they're a teenager, usually the teeth are not symptomatic and the tissue is pristine, it's pink, it's healthy. That's the best time to remove wisdom teeth out. You can almost say it's prophylactically removing it to prevent any other further issues. I've had a couple patients coming in who did not remove them and they became infected and got bone infections, and I've had to admit them to the hospital. Take them to the operating room, maybe have a prolonged hospital course. So we try to prevent those problems from happening.
So it is better to have them removed preventatively.
Right.
And does everybody need them removed, or are there people who are fine?
I would say if they are diagnosed on an X-ray to be malaligned, where they're not coming into a correct position, or if they're having symptoms, then yes, they need to be removed.
And that's something your dentist would catch at your normal mm-hmm. checkup.
Right.
Dr. Kitamura, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That was Ryan Finnerty talking with Blake Kitamura, a surgeon with Oral Surgery Hawaii, discussing the trend of opioid addictions arising from wisdom teeth removal.